You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Well, I was never dead, all right? I was just resting me eyes.
And Daryl.
Ask for me by name and accept no cheap substitutes.
Greetings and welcome to episode 127 of The Training Dummies. Recorded on May 3rd, 2016. My name is Daryl, and I haven't changed this at all, and Rob didn't change it on me, so I really got nothing now. I'm drawing blanks even on this. This is terrible. But with me, as always, is Rob. Rob, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm doing all right. I am not going to... We're unscripted, so you don't need that. Your crutches are gone. Fly free, little butterfly.
Yes. Yeah, I never use it anyway, but you're right. I need to fly free. There you go. And with us this evening is a repeat guest we had actually only a couple months ago, but she has something new to talk about this evening. We are welcoming back Gloria. So let's give a big round of applause for Gloria joining us. And how are you doing this evening, Gloria?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back on to talk about something that is very near and dear to my heart.
Well, the kind of the nature of our show, too. It's kind of near and dear to us, too, so it just made sense, huh?
Nice. Well, we don't have any interview questions because it was only 2 months ago, so it seems kind of redundant to ask all the same questions. Rob, do you have any bonus questions you'd like to ask?
Bonus questions. Who do you think is the new Heroes character that they're adding with that teaser that they did today?
I saw that it was a dragon silhouette, and like part of me assumes it's probably going to be a Nyxia, but I kind of want it to actually be Syndragosa, so people are stuck listening to her tell them that their pathetic magic betrays them for the rest of their time playing Heroes.
Nice.
Who do you think it is, Daryl?
I don't know. I saw a lot of possible Deathwing, maybe, because they've got, you know, up to Burning Crusades, they've got Illidan, and he was the last boss. Wrath, they've got Illidan, he was the last boss. So now, if they're going that route, or yeah, Lich King, that's what I said. And if I didn't, I'm gonna fix it. But they've got Lich King for Wrath, so next after that is Deathwing and Cataclysm. So it's you know, maybe. There.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is. I think I'm wondering when they're going to start kind of the hype train for the Warcraft stuff, because you know they did the whole Diablo event. We got some Diablo heroes and maps, and I know with the movie coming out and mm-hmm. Legion on the horizon, at some point if we're going to be seeing a Warcraft event, I think that would be cool. So
definitely,
I don't know. Might be a little soon for that. But I don't know. I think it'd be awesome. I think it's Deathwing. I don't know. It would be cool if it were Ysera. I think she could bring some cool stuff to the game. I don't know.
Yeah. Or even like, you know, like a character like Isiragos, who is that dragon that was out in Ashara. But he's not really a major iconic dragon compared to like Deathwing or Onyxia or Alexstrasza or Ysera or anybody like that.
Mm-hmm.
They do kind of tend to drop in some, like, they're not always big names, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Dahaka. I mean, like, they've got Lili.
Yeah.
No offense to Lili fans. She's definitely cool, but I have to admit I had no idea who she was until Miss Pandaria, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Let's see, bonus questions. Overwatch, hype or no hype?
I tried Overwatch, but it was a little hard for me to get into it just because I'm not so hot at first-person shooters. I like to blame the fact that I'm left-handed, but I use a right-handed mouse, so that kind of makes controlling stuff like that a little mm-hmm. bit more mm-hmm. difficult.
That's a likely story.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact of the matter is I'm not good at them. So I'm excited that other people are playing it, and I have to say that even as a non-player, I think they're doing a fantastic job with like the promos and the storylines and the characters and stuff like that. So I definitely think it's a cool game. I'm just probably not going to play it myself.
That's why I think they need a campaign mode. I think it would be far more diverse and attractive to a lot of people who maybe don't really, really care about the first person shooter style games.
Yeah, and I mean, like, when I first tried it, it was during the super early closed beta, like, before they had the training mode, but it was back when the AI was set to, like, the default ridiculously hard version.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was like, I'll do the training mode before I get into any PvP matches, because I didn't want to be a drain on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got in there, and I got killed, like, 3 times by the AI, and I was like, okay, clearly... this is not the game for me, so I just stopped playing.
If you're getting killed in training mode, then it may not be your cup of tea.
Exactly. And when I posted about it on Twitter, everybody was like, oh, you know, like, the AI in the training mode is messed up right now. Like, you should really just jump right into the you know, the PvP matches. And I was like, no, I think I'm just going to play World of Warcraft.
Right.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't worry, I'm not very good at it either. I have admitted that freely on this show before too.
Yeah, it's about having fun though. I mean, I'm excited about this open beta, and then even more so for the full release, because I believe that it'll really... Some people just like to play AI. Like, when we play Heroes, we play a lot of AI matches, and it just kind of, it's a different level of like, I don't know, there's less stress, there's less stuff going on, and it's still super fun. So I think once we all get in there and get a chance to actually play some of that style, I think it may be a little bit, not more fun, but it'll certainly be just a different level of being able to just play the game without being stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is true. And I mean, Overwatch is one of those games that, like, Blizzard really likes to take to genres and kind of finesse it into their own thing, I guess. So I can definitely understand why it's appealing to a lot of people, because, like, you can switch heroes in the middle of the match, and, you know, there's different play styles, like defensive play or purely offensive play. So I think it's a really, really interesting take on the first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Well, yeah. I have a bit of a brain fart this evening. I just haven't been feeling very well today, so I'm kind of, excuse me if I just sidetrack really easily. So I was agreeing with you, and I was going to talk more about Overwatch, but then I realized we have a really good topic tonight. So
okay, well, let's get heading towards her then.
This is Monkio from Midwinter, soon to be Druidio from Midwinter, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
Druidio.
Yes.
I love that guy. So, Daryl, did you contact Gloria, or how did this topic come up?
Gloria asked if anyone had a podcast that would want to have her come on and talk about her Warcraft Welcome Wagon, and I said, I know someone who has a podcast, and here we are.
So
two complete strangers that I've never met before happen to have a podcast, and exactly. I was like, okay.
There like it go. Was meant to be.
So, well, let's get into this then. What is Warcraft Welcome Wagon? And let's just start with that.
Okay. Well, basically, with the movie coming out soon, there's been discussions about a promo tie into the Warcraft movie that they've kind of hinted at a couple of times on Twitter. Just this week, they posted the image of the 4 transmog weapons. And there was actually, like a few months back, like way, way back in December, November, like a long time ago, they had sent out a marketing email that was basically a survey gauging people's interest on like promo deals with the movie. And the promo deal was basically anybody who gets a ticket will get a copy of the game up to Warlords of Draenor and a free month to play the game. And it turns out that according to a French website, that is a promo that is going live, at least in France thus far, along with the weapons that they teased on the Twitter. So my guess is that it's probably going to be kind of a universal promo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to be the weapons and then the free copy of the game up to Warlords in the free month, which means... Oh, that was a really long explanation. It means that there is probably going to be a rather large influx of new players coming to the game around June 10th when the movie launches, because there's no reason for people not to play. if well, they're yeah. essentially getting handed a free copy of the game, especially after they've gone to see the movie. So my hope is that we can all come together as a community to welcome these new players and help get them, you know, into the game. Because when they ran that Hearthstone promotion where people had to level up to like level 20 to get Lady Liadrin or whatever as a mm-hmm. hero.
Yeah.
Reading people's feedback while they were trying to do that as, you know, completely new to MMO type players just left me with the feeling that this game is not very newbie friendly at all, if you really think about it. And I really don't think there's any way for Blizzard to rectify that within the next month. So I Fair think enough. The best case here, yeah, the best case scenario is for us as a community to come together and kind of, I don't want to say mentor, but at least be available and helpful for new players in the hopes that they stick around to bolster the community themselves.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I know right before we started recording tonight, I was even saying that I've started a new monk, if you can believe that. in with us moving over to the new guild and kind of starting things anew, I was decided I'm going to go ahead and enroll this new tune rather than try to transfer something over. Just, it's not worth spending the money on and all that. So I get in there and I'm feeling like, okay, I've done this how many times now? You know, I leveled how many tunes to cap in Pandaria, like 28 or something. And I've got, 15 or 16 at cap right now in Warlord. So I've done this my share of times. And so I get in there and I'm looking and I'm like, wait a minute. For how many times I've done this, like I'm starting this new character again. I was like, ah, crap. What do I do again? I don't have any bags. I don't have any gear. The character's a panda. So you don't have, you're missing a lot of things. And, mm-hmm. it's just this weird feeling of like, holy crap. I kind of feel like I don't know what's going on here right away. And, getting your bars ready, putting your spells here, going here, doing this, doing
that. It's just like auto loot super. Even. I still don't get why that's not default.
Yeah.
Why
isn't that default?
Like, come on.
Yeah. So many things. You're like, why isn't this just the way it is? Mm-hmm. So I think an idea like this of being able to, try to not partner up, but somehow, like you said, manage this relationship or reach out to people or mentor people. Like if people are coming over from Hearthstone right now because they want that, they want the free paladin portrait and they get into game and they go like, it's not worth it. I'm 5 minutes in and I'm running around. I have no idea what's going on. Screw it. It's not worth it. And then to think I've got 100 more levels of this. What am I supposed to do with this? So how do you facilitate that? How do you find new people and help new people and make that a thing?
Well, it's interesting because the only issue that I might have with the promotion is that if people get a copy of the game up to Warlords of Draenor, they may get the level 90 boost, which I'm not so sure is a good thing to kind of drop immediately on the heads of brand new players. But I am genuinely not sure how that is going to work since we technically don't have any official information about the promotion. But my hope is that because in this day and age, it is kind of easy to tell when somebody is a brand new player because you see them log into the game and they don't have heirlooms and they're probably running around, not having any idea what they're supposed to be doing. So I'd like it if veteran players actually went to the new player zones like Northshire Abbey or the Valley of Trials and Durotar and, Tel Drasil and all those places and just kind of hung out, like at least in the, because the chat channels are enabled by default for everybody who plays the game. Mm-hmm. Though there's no expectation that a new player is going to know how to write in the chat channels either. Because if you think about that, like it's pretty not intuitive. So I think just having a veteran player presence in those areas will be encouraging for new people, especially if they're there politely answering questions, mm-hmm. giving information.
So you're saying like go to those people, like make yes. your, seek them out.
Yes, like not necessarily like pick them up on your two-seater mount and drive them around everything, everywhere they need to go. But just go, like, stand in the starting areas where they spawn in, like, your cool gear and your cool mount. And if they have questions, just be available to be like, oh, yeah, that mob is yellow. That means that it won't attack you. You have to attack it first. Just stuff like that.
So I know I saw I was doing the panda opening earlier, and I was almost done at the part where before you choose your faction, and I see this shaman there, no gear, no nothing, right? And I look over and I've got probably 5 times as much health as this shaman that's just running around, and I'm pretty sure at this point he or she is struggling to even figure out, where do I go? Who do I talk to? You could just see, like, they expect into resto, and that's how they're doing this starting experience.
Boy.
So I'm guessing, if I had this conversation with you a couple of hours ago, I would have maybe whispered that person in and said, hey, do you have any questions? How's everything going? Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah, just reaching out, being polite, or even just like being prepared for questions that they might come to you with. It's difficult in like the Worgen and Pandaren starting areas because you can't really go with like your veteran gear and chill out there. But at least in like some like the human areas, the Night Elf areas and stuff like that, it'll be hopefully obvious to a newer player that you are kind of an established person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely, like, if you see somebody running around in circles without any heirlooms on or something like that, even just a polite, like, a kind whisper that's like, hey, are you new to the game? Do you have any questions about getting started? Would probably mean the world to them, honestly, if you think about it. Because, I know I had my experiences when I first started playing WoW where, like, a couple of players helped me out, and that honestly is what kept me playing the game, because if the community isn't ready to help new players, then what, they know exactly what they can expect when they reach max level.
Mm-hmm. I know even when I first got into the game, I had some friends and had met people that had been in the game already, so I didn't have to figure out a lot, I guess. Just having that person seems like it would make a huge difference, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. And it's hard for us because not only are a lot of us veteran WoW players, but a lot of us are veteran MMO, like RPG style players. Mm-hmm. So even when I came to WoW 12 years ago, I had played other MMOs, so I kind of knew the gist, though not necessarily what I was specifically supposed to be doing, because I used to play Ragnarok Online, which was basically a Korean grinding MMO where you just went out into a field and killed monsters until you leveled up. So then I came to WoW, which is a very linear quest-based progression game, and thankfully I had I had done outside RPGs and things like that, so I kind of got the general idea. But if you think about the type of games that are prevalent in, today's gaming community, it's things like MOBAs, it's things like first-person shooters, it's things like card games and stuff like that, that don't really... If like WoW system is kind of an antique, if you really want to get into it.
Well, yeah, and MMOs that are certainly older than World of Warcraft, but a lot of the way things work is kind of antiquated.
Exactly. So I mean, if you look at it from a new player who may not have ever touched a computer-based MMO before, they are spawning into this world with literally no idea what they're doing or what to expect. And granted, some of it is easy to figure out. Like, you can figure out how to move pretty easily. But you might not necessarily figure out quickly that using the mouse to turn your camera is quicker than holding down the arrow keys on your keyboard. Mm-hmm. And then there's other stuff like the chat buttons, like learning how to type in a general chat or trade chat, or even stuff like multiple action bars. Think about it, because when you use the default WoW UI, you just have that one action bar, unless you press the arrows or you go into the menu to enable all the rest of them. When I introduced my brother to the game, and he's like 8 years younger than me, so when he first got into it, he was like, wow, this is something. And I was like, yeah, you'll get used to it. But, ask me if you have any questions. And he just spent most of his time running around, like running around the areas, running around the cities and stuff like that, mm-hmm. until he finally was like, I'm just going to go back to playing. I think he was playing some kind of MOBA at the time, probably. And he just went back to playing that. And I was like, gosh, you know, mm-hmm. it must just be too much for a brand new player.
Yeah, seriously. There's no way that without any sort of guidance that, you know, that I would have even stuff like, oh, here's hotkeys here, you know, here's how to quickly open your bags and open the guild tab. And, you know, yep. just all these things that like, I don't even think about now because they're just part of my experience. You know, it's just it's so weird to think that like somebody coming into this game kind of has no idea what they're looking at. You know, that stuff is foreign.
Yep. And if you think about it, if you spawned in the human starting area, you had no experience, had no idea what you were doing. You walk forward and you see this guy with a yellow exclamation point over his head. Now you try to walk up to him and click on him, but which button do you use to click
mm-hmm.
when you're using your regular computer
oh,
mouse?
Geez.
Yeah. So even like the most simple stuff like that, it's just not designed to be intuitive and newbie friendly. And it's weird because I see people talking all the time about how WoW is such it's such a newbie friendly game and stuff like that, and I'm like, are we playing the same World of Warcraft? Because I don't think that's true. Like, I really don't think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to we've kind of bled subscriptions within the last year or so. That's not something anybody can deny at this point. The community is such that a lot of us are just kind of hanging in there for Legion right now. And I think it's a really important thing that when they do this promo for all these, you know, these hopeful new players, that instead of just attracting them initially to the game and being like, oh, they leveled up to level 20, success, you know, great success on behalf of the Warcraft marketing team. I think it's more important to actually retain them as future subscribers so that the community actually continues to have that cycle of, you know, new blood to actually keep coming into the game mm-hmm. as, you know, more and more people cycle in and out with veteran burnout, you know, all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So I would really, really like it if the community was the driving force behind that, because I think that is probably going to be the best way to get people to stick around, to at least just know that WoW is, you know, at least a somewhat accepting community,
mm-hmm.
You know, random groups at level notwithstanding. So I think this is going to be something that, if it's done properly, will hopefully have a positive impact on a lot of newer players and a lot of veteran players, because, you know, we're so jaded. We've been sitting at max level for 2 years now, and this, that, and the other. And this is kind of our chance as veteran players to get in there and experience things through a new player's eyes. And, you know, as silly as a question might sound to us, like somebody who, you know, doesn't know that they can't loot other players' corpses.
Right.
As to us, we'd be like, of course you can't loot other people's corpses. But, like, if you think about it, like, logically, it kind of makes, like, it's a question that kind of makes sense. So, mm-hmm. like, you kind of get to see and hear these questions from a totally new perspective.
Well, in other games, you can do yeah. that stuff. So,
yep. yep.
why not here all of a sudden, yep. you know?
Exactly. And one of the funniest stories I ever, well, I say funny, but I mean adorable. One of the most adorable newbie stories that I ever read on a forum thread was somebody who had, have I told this story before? I don't know.
I'm going to say no, but
I don't recall.
Well, they started their new character, right? And they were running around in the newbie zone, and they went to click on another person's corpse, enemy corpse. And you know how when you do stuff in game, your character emotes, like, you know, I don't have enough energy for that,
oh, or right,
whatever
right.
else like that.
Mm-hmm.
Her character was like, that would be stealing. And she thought that everybody around her could hear what her character said. So everybody else heard her character be like, that would be stealing. So she was like, I was so embarrassed that people thought that I was stealing that I just logged out and deleted the character entirely.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like stuff like that, that like you wouldn't even imagine in your wildest dreams that people are coming up with. And then like you sit there and you think and you're like, Huh. I could kind of see that. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that. So, oh gosh. It's been a very interesting, like, I've done a lot of reading into people who are, you know, coming to the game for the first time, especially with the Hearthstone promotion and all this other kind of stuff. And it's been interesting to see people's takes on it when they're truly new to the game and started. It's kind of helped me figure out how I wanted this community effort to go, which is such that I would hope that people participating are polite, helpful, and courteous, but not necessarily bossy, overbearing, and, you know, taking command of this is what you need to do. You need to spec into this, blah, 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 blah. Because I don't think that's the right way to approach it. I think it's better to teach them to fish because that'll benefit them in the long run once they do reach a level cap. But at least they will know that if they do have questions, that there are resources out there and there are people who are at least willing to either point them in the right direction or give them the answer right away.
So I think maybe even pointing people to resources outside the game, like, you know, Icy Veins or
Wowhead
or podcasts like or that. Yeah, things that we use. You know, I pulled up Wowhead today because I couldn't figure out what was going on with the quest. Turns out it was just an extraordinary amount of RP that I had to sit through, and I was about ready to drop the quest and pick it up again. It was taking so long.
Oh man.
It's that you're absolutely correct. Because if you think about it, like, how often do you use the battle.net site for stuff like that? And
never.
That's the official World of Warcraft site. Yeah, exactly.
Never, ever, ever.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, like, it's absolutely put the resources in their hands, if they want it specifically. Because, I mean, if somebody just zones into the game and wants to know where nightsabers are, it's probably just better to be like, go north. Instead of being like, here's the link to Wowhead. Like, here's how you can search for the quest, and here's how you can use the coordinates.
Yeah, okay, so there's this guy that I work with. Like, sometimes I'll be like, hey, do you have a second? I have a question. And he's one of these guys that's like, he wants to, like, really just ask you 50 questions in response. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, I get what you're doing, but I don't have all day, and I just need to know how you do this one thing. I understand. I could probably Google it, or I could go here or go there, but can you just tell me what I need to know?
Nice.
Yep.
So somebody's like, how do I do this? Oh, here's like a 4-hour tutorial on all these great things that you can do in World of Warcraft.
Here's a nice TED talk about it. Like, I hope you have an hour to set aside to actually read through this. Because, I mean, if they're going to be somebody who is actually interested in playing it in-game, like to the point that they're getting into raiding and stuff like that, they probably will eventually look up, you know, like Death Knight guides or rotation guides and things like that, which is perfect. Because that's the type of people that you want in your raid. But at the same time, some of them are just gonna want to pick flowers.
But honestly, though, like rotation guides and that stuff, like, that's just not even relevant for so long.
Exactly.
Like, hey, there's a podcast that does good class guides.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of one.
Well, so many abilities don't even, they're not a thing until, you know,
exactly.
Way down. They kind of get these drip feed things coming in. It's like, well I don't want to spend that much time trying to figure out, like, how to, you know, how am I supposed to do this rotation. You're like, oh, here's how you play a Death Knight. First you do, you know, and then, like, and they don't even have half these buttons, you know.
They're like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So I mean, I guess you just need to address them on, maybe if you just start that conversation first and figure out at what level they're looking to, is this somebody who's trying to get to level 20 so they can get their portrait and leave? Is this somebody that's like, you know, I saw the movie, or, you know, finally decided to go ahead and give it a try, and let's see what this is about.
And I think a lot of the ones coming in with the movie are probably going to be the latter. And you guys have rolled characters recently. The last time I think I rolled a character, I had 2 abilities on my bar until, like, level 30. So, I mean, that, I don't want to say that that's boring.
The last time I played a priest, it was like, you had one heal and then, like, 1 or 2 damage abilities, and it didn't matter what your spec was. That's just bad, you know. And it's confusing. Like, okay, I'm a priest. Am I a healer? What's going on?
Yep. And I mean, like, because once you hit level 10, you just get that pop-up notification about your talents and choosing a specialization. But then, like, you actually open the specialization window, and it just, like, shows you the abilities you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't actually explain what the, like, the differences between them are. I think the Death Knight one, like, it does have a little a shield icon for, what's the tanking spec? Blood now? Mm-hmm. Nowadays? Yeah. But if you are brand new to the game, and, like, you open that window, you're just going to pick probably whatever looks, like, whatever icons look cooler, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no explanation for it at all.
Well, in all honesty, like, when you hit level 10 and you get to choose a spec, like, there was, I know they took this out of the game, but there was kind of something to be said for being able to have to go to a class trainer and look through it and decide what you want to do and get that little bit of explanation, you know. Now, yeah, like, regardless, you're out in the world, you're just playing, and then all of a sudden, what is this thing that just happened? I don't understand, you know.
Yep.
I picked a warrior because I want to play a warrior, and now all of a sudden I'm having to pick something else? What, like...
Yeah, and, like, it's like, do I want to... And it doesn't even explain, like, you know, Fury is two-handed, this, or, dual wielding, and this is this, and this is this. And then, like, you end up, like, situations with your poor newbie before who's leveling as Resto, my god, like, you may as well just, you know, take both your shoes off and walk barefoot through spiky metal and stuff like that, like, but it's not their fault, because they don't know, like, they're just like, oh, I want to be a healer, let me pick the healing spec, and 50 levels later, they're like, this is taking forever, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little frustrating on the outside, but my hope is that, you know, all of us coming together can, at least for the time that there's probably going to be a flood after the movie, we can at least help people a little bit to make that a little bit easier on them. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I really hope that a lot of people come in from this movie effort. I really, really do. And I hope they don't immediately boost to 90 and get stuck in, you know, phasing heck.
Oh, see, that's the thing. So was this, did you say that this whole thing came with everything up through Warlords, including a boost to 90?
See, it's everything up to Warlords and then a free month. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I read something that was also and a free boost to 90, right? I but if it comes with Warlords, but, like, yeah, because that's just, like, I don't know, getting chucked into some that right? level of in-game content is, like, a bit much.
It's hard enough when they're starting from level 1 and they have a single quest in Northshire Abbey. Mm-hmm. To get thrown in the middle of Stormwind and have that quest pop up from Khadgar to go to the Dark Portal or wherever else like that with all your skills already on your skill bar, I guess. Unless they still have to go through that goofy tutorial in the Blasted Lands,
mm-hmm.
that, like,
might
you
have
slowly
to do that.
Earn your abilities.
Oh, from. Yeah. See, it's been I boosted the one that I got for free. It was this rogue, and it was a terrible experience, but...
Yeah, it's...
I kind of tried to wash it out of my brain.
It's really not intuitive at all. And then they're just going to get stuck in Draenor, where you're literally stuck in that entrequesting phase.
Mm-hmm.
For what? Like, for us now, it probably takes 15 minutes, because I'm just like, whatever, RP. Like, just run through it and kill all the mobs.
Fun, Khadgar, let's go.
Right? But for a brand new player, they're going to be like, what the heck? Like, what is happening? Who are these people? What am I killing? Oh, gosh. I don't want to say I hope they don't include a level 90 boost, because I would really want one. But for new players, I just don't think that's going to be the way.
Well, see, yeah, and how does that work? Is this for brand new accounts? Like, I don't really know. I don't know.
I think it's probably going to be like, did you guys ever used to go to the movies when they did, like, the Pokemon promotions?
No.
Where, like, if you went, like, you got a code for a Pokemon. Basically, if you bought a ticket, if they had enough of the promotional codes, they would hand you a physical code,
mm-hmm.
that you would then take and enter in wherever. I think it's probably going to be along the same lines with this kind of a promotion, where you buy your ticket and they hand you the promotional code.
Yeah.
But I could be completely off, especially since the those kinds of promotions were, what, like 20 years ago, and we live in the digital age now. But I think that for us as veteran players, the code would be able to be applied to, like, a, like if you have any other accounts tied to your Battle.net account, which, like, I have a couple of, like, dummy recruiter friend accounts just sitting there that haven't been upgraded since, like, Cataclysm or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably use it on something like that just to get the boost to transfer over to my main account. But I think for a brand new player, they're actually going to have to start fresh and actually create an account to be able to use the code. Yeah. Oh, gosh. They include instructions.
I wonder, man, I wonder if there was any way to try and use that as, like, a recruiter friend with somebody, or I don't know.
You're
kind of thinking out loud, but I don't want a second account. I know lots of people have them. I don't want one. But.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Hopefully, I was hoping they would have given us some information about it by now, since mm-hmm. we're, like, just over a month to the movie release. So hopefully we get a bone tossed to us within the next.
Yeah. I mean, if you get mm-hmm. something that I called my brother and go, here you go. Here's all the expansions and everything caught up to where I'm at right now. Let's yep. do this. Get in here. You know, like, I mean, in that case, a free 90, as it were, I would actually consider as something that I might want to check out, because if you're coaching somebody, you know, over voice or a friend or something, that's a little bit of a different scenario than a complete stranger who's never played the game just going, oh, cool, I want to try this, you know.
Yeah, yep. And I mean, like, the movie is probably going to set expectations for people. Because, you know, like, they're going to go to the movie and be like, oh, man, I want to be cool like Lothar. I want to be cool like Khadgar and Medivh and yeah. all these people.
Pew, pew, pew.
Exactly. So they're going to come into it expecting, you know, this wide, vivid world, and they're going to log in and click on this quest giver and go kill 10 boars.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So I think that's another good reason for us to kind of camp out in those areas so that they can see. I know it sounds a little smarmy, but, you know, kind of hanging out with, like, your cool armor, like, challenge mode sets or mythic sets or, you know, cool mounts that you farm that look really awesome and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that new players can at least see that you're not going to be wearing, crummy starter gear and killing boars for the rest. Well, at least up until level 100, but at least not for, you know, their entire time playing the game.
Right.
So eventually they'll look like Khadgar and Medivh. It's just going to take
a little while,
you know. Yeah. Some time paying your dues.
Yeah.
Is there anything for a call to arms or do you have a website for this? Are you using a Twitter hashtag? Anything like that?
Yep. It is a hashtag on Twitter. It is hashtag Warcraft Welcome Wagon. And then if you actually go to my Tumblr account, which is GloriaBoBoria.tumblr.com, I actually have full text write-ups about the whole Warcraft Welcome initiative. A couple of people have asked me about, like, leadership towards the whole thing, mm-hmm. and that wasn't really my intention with this project. I don't think it necessarily needs a leader, because I would prefer people kind of take the banner and run with it.
Right. Yeah, how do you do that? Do you start, like, holding people accountable and stuff? Like,
yeah.
I don't how many people did you help out this week? And
yeah, and it's not something I want to be a leader for, you know? Like, I don't want people coming to me and being like, oh, hey, like, you know, how many bags should I make for people? It's like, no, like,
yeah.
you don't have a quota for anything. Like, this is completely voluntary. Just do what you think is best. Spread the information about about the hashtag and things like that, so that other people can get involved. Because the more people that know, the more people will be willing to go and help out with this, which just, you know, makes it more awesome for everybody. Because imagine if you're a new player spawning into a zone and you see, like, 10 veteran players just standing there waiting to help you out. That's pretty gosh darn cool.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to, you know, use the hashtag to tweet, to organize, that's fantastic. Read through the blogs on my Tumblr to just kind of get a general idea of why it's important. And then just, you know, we got slightly over a month before the movie launches. So just, if you want to buy some bags, buy some cheap battle pets, whatever, however you want to prepare for it, just do your own thing. Or if you don't want to buy anything, you just want to, you know, head over there June 10th and wait around for people to start loading in, that's totally fine too. Do your own thing. Like, that's what this whole thing is about, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Do your thing.
Awesome. Well, do you have any other points that you wanted to make with this?
I think I pretty much covered everything. I just think that when it comes to questions that people are asking, it's important to remember it's the same principle as customer service. Even though you have heard the same question from somebody at least 100 times a day, the next person in line that asks you that question doesn't know the answer. That's why they're asking it to you, even though you've already answered it like a million times. So it's important to remember that these questions that people are going to be asking, even though it might get tedious to answer them, just keep in mind that they wouldn't be asking if they knew the answer, basically. Mm-hmm. So kind of try to go into it with a sense of patience, because let's not pretend that humanity is perfect. There's probably going to be griefers. There's probably going to be, you know, people who are begging and spamming for gold and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of an inevitability, and the only thing you can really do is accept that it's probably going to happen and just roll with it.
Uh-huh.
Just try to be as patient as possible, like when you're doing stuff like this, because you know the second you pop off at somebody for asking what you think is a stupid question, is you basically ruin their day, which really kind of stinks if you think about. Think about all the times it's happened to you. You've asked a question that you thought was important to somebody, and they've just kind of brushed you off or been sarcastic or whatever else like that. It genuinely hurts. Like, so, I mean, just keep in mind that this is just, it's a community effort. It's about, you know, improving the quality for new players to keep them around and keep them in the community, while also improving the quality of the community for veteran players as well. So having a positive attitude towards it, or if you don't have a positive attitude, you don't want to do it, at least stay away, I guess. Just kind of mm-hmm. do your own thing instead of, you know, getting upset about it and stuff like that. So, yeah, I would really like this to kind of be a community movement for us all to come together and really do something positive that might have a profound effect on the life of this game, I hope.
I think so, but I think it's kind of up to us as some of the veteran players to get in there and do it, you know, and people sometimes don't care or understand. Like I said, if I would have had this conversation just a little bit earlier, I would have probably at least whispered that person and just said, hey, you know, how's it going?
Yep.
Are you, you know, or is this your first character? Are you, you know, and of course you never know what kind of response you're going to get, but you know,
at least you can go to bed at night knowing that you tried. I mean, that's the important mm-hmm. thing. And the thing is, like, I think a lot of us as veteran players have gotten so, I think a good word would be apathetic, towards the game and other players in the community itself, in that I'll log in and spend time in my garrison with all the chat channels turned off. You know, like, I'm not interacting with anybody. So I completely understand why people are going out in the world. You might see, like, another player or something like that, and you just don't even think to reach out to them, because it's something we're so used to not doing at this point in the life cycle of the game. And I would really like it if, at least for, you know, the month or so after the movie releases, we could maybe try to reach our hands back out and kind of get back into really kind of connecting with each other and talking to each other and reviving a community that has just kind of gotten really kind of poopy.
Well,
in the last little while.
Mm-hmm. I personally am not interested in talking about the server that got shut down, but I think a lot of the traction that got was due to the feeling of community and the feeling of, you know, the nostalgia that people had for WoW, you know, 10 years ago.
Yep. And I mean, I get it. Like, but WoW is still here. Like, we can bring it back. It's just a matter of we actually have to go out there and put the effort into it. And I know it's hard because we're in these phased areas in Draenor, like in our garrison, and nobody wants to hang out in the the Ashran cities that I can't even remember the names of. That's how much of an impact they've made on me. So I mean, like, just even just getting out in the world, just kind of hanging out in the newbie areas and just kind of taking it all in and talking to people, you know, just start. I feel like the community is kind of a tree that used to be really big and like used to have a lot of branches and a lot of roots that were spread out. And as time has gone on, the tree has kind of started dying. So all the branches and the roots have dried and shriveled up. And now there's just kind of like a bare bones stump there now,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
which is us as players, our experience playing the game. It's just us. We're just the stump sitting there. So now my hope is that like moving forward, we can kind of start to spread the branches back out at least a little bit, to try and get those connections back out there to kind of make the environment better for us as veteran players and for new players to kind of, you know, to at least have that option available again. Everything takes work.
yes it does,
but it wouldn't be worth it if it didn't.
Right.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yep. Okay. And okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say it would be nice to kind of get a little bit more support from Blizzard in these kind of endeavors, because it feels like sometimes when I make like forum posts or blog posts about like newbie experience and stuff like that, it kind of feels like I'm shouting into the blackness of the void, because there's like no response, no acknowledgement or anything else like that. And it's not that I would expect, you know, Watcher or Kalgan or somebody to write back and be like, absolutely, yeah, totally agree. I don't expect or want anything like that, but at least small quality of life improvements, like a better, you know, a better specialization window or a better style tutorial, because the original idea for the Proving Grounds was supposed to be like a tutorial-based thing. Mm-hmm. Remember, like, right. Back when they launched Sibara?
Yeah.
They were supposed to teach you how to play your class. Have they done that? Because
nope. Wasn't there a deal about guilds applying to be kind of like mentor guilds or foster guilds where they would like basically have gone through this process where if you were new to the game, like, you know, Blizzard actively supported, you know, these particular people have been endorsed to help you out as a new player. I thought I remember something about that.
They did do that. You're absolutely correct. But there were some issues with the program. Specifically, I think a couple of the guilds were, I don't want to say not vetted, but there's a problem when you do it as big an entity as a guild that is constantly inviting new players. You're going to run into situations where, you know, members of the guild who aren't necessarily involved in the leadership are doing things that portray a negative image. I think a couple of guilds got wrapped up in the drama of that, like people calling them out on their server, like, how can you be a mentor guild when you have people in your guild that are doing shady things? Yeah, so that program unfortunately never really went anywhere. It kind of, they put it in the game and it lasted for, I think, a couple of months, and then it kind of fizzled out eventually, and they never really picked it up again.
Mm-hmm.
But that my belief with community efforts like the Warcraft Welcome Wagon is that it needs to stay in the community. Mm-hmm. Once Blizzard starts giving official sanctions to anybody in the community as representatives that aren't paid by them and have signed a contract with them, it just opens up a world of grief for everybody on all sides of the situation. So while I think efforts like the Welcome Wagon are a great option for us as a community to come together, I think Blizzard needs to kind of step it up on their official end and start actually implementing things in the game that are going to help people. Like, I know with Legion, with the new class boost system, you'll actually go through a tutorial. A tutorial before you actually use your boost, so you can make sure that you want to play that class.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that is fantastic, but, I mean, even some gosh darn improvements to the character selection screen, to the server select. They haven't updated the server selection screen in 12 years.
Yep.
Come on. You
know, you're right. It's the same. Exactly the same as release day.
Yep. You're a brand new player. You log in and you get that server selection screen. Imagine imagine if you're a brand new player and you choose to roll on the Illidan server. Like,
and that's like the one of the more populated, crazy, like, you know, the serious raiders. And
exactly. It's one of the biggest.
You're going to get eaten alive, man.
Exactly. And or like they're brand new. They roll on a PvP server and they have no idea what they don't know what PvP means. It doesn't even say what PvP is on the server selection screen. It, you know, and like I work with customers every day. And one of the biggest rules is do not use acronyms with customers, because like while it's something that's familiar to you, you walk up. Have you ever? I hate to use this as an example. Have you ever spoken to somebody like a veteran or somebody who's active duty in the military?
Yeah, there's a lot of like, I'm not really sure what you're saying to me right now because it's just so littered with acronyms and
jargon.
Military speak. Yeah, and just stuff that's like, I can probably figure out what you're saying, but
exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't assume that these brand new players that are getting to the server selection screen are going to see PvP and know innately, oh, PvP means player versus player. They might think it
like
means...
Like, if I asked my wife right now who that was, what, like, hey, do you know what PvP means? Like, she probably wouldn't. And
exactly.
And this is somebody who, like, I mean, this is my wife. She doesn't game, but she's been around me long enough to know, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or RP PvP. Like, people are just going to be like, what?
Or ER PvP.
You had like
That's another podcast that I don't think we're
so I mean, just it would be super fantastic if there was just like if they could form some kind of team at Blizzard HQ after Legion launches to actually sit down and evaluate why I don't know their player retention numbers. I know they attract a lot of people to the game with the promos, but I don't know how many people actually stick around. None of us have access to Blizzard subscriber retention numbers. But I would like it if they sat down and actually went through stuff, like, and just saw how, I don't want to say unfriendly, but non-accessible, I guess is a good word, that these systems are for a brand new player. Mm-hmm. And if they want to keep the game, I don't want to say alive, because this game will be alive until we are all 100 years old, living in a nursing home, playing from our nursing home bedrooms or whatever else like that, the game will still be alive then. But if they want it to continue to thrive and actually have a healthy community of people who are constantly coming in or constantly taking a break or whatever else like that, then this is something that after 12 years of the game being existence, they need to actually sit down and hash out. And mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that was a complete rant on my part.
No, it's a good point.
But it's something I really do feel passionate about. I mean, I don't know. I could sit here and talk about this for hours. I don't want to keep you here for like 3 hours while I talk about it.
Okay, well, that might be a good place to end it, though. but yeah, no, I get your rants. I totally understand them. Like, I've been playing just as long, and you make a lot of sense in all of that, in what you're saying. But let's keep this positive, and
yes, absolutely.
With the Warcraft Welcome Wagon theme, and try and get the word out there, and welcome these new players in. So hopefully they do stay and we do retain those players so that, a lot of these servers that I'll say low population, you know, start moving up into the mediums you know, where you can go questing anywhere and actually see people.
Or even just make some new friends. How important is that?
No. You had me up until.
Well, for anybody who wants to make new friends, it is an opportunity to do that, at least, to get some more people on your battle tag list and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, if you want to discuss this or any other topic, you can send us an email at the show at thetrainingdummies.com. You can also leave a voicemail or join our Discord server, and all that information is at our website at thetrainingdummies.com. Man, something's wrong with my soundboard. Oh, there it is.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well,
if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, what do you have for shoutouts this evening?
Gloria, thank you so much for this topic and this whole thing. It's, like I kind of said at the top, it is kind of near and dear to us a little bit because we've kind of built this entire show around, you know, being able to help people out and kind of take things to the next level and learn things and become a better player. And I think this was actually just another facet of that. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm always glad to come on and talk about stuff that's really fun to talk about.
Awesome. Daryl, thank you for being an awesome bro host. Thanks to all the guildies who get in there and tear it up every week and everybody who who carried me on my fresh 100 through raid the other day. I went into Hellfire Citadel on a 625 death knight and got, what did we kill, like 7 or 8 bosses?
Yeah, something like one, that. It was a lot of fun, though.
One piece of loot. One piece of loot. that was sad, but okay. Jeez. Daryl, what do you got?
I'll give a shout out to our guild. Had one job over on the Earthen Ring server. PvE now. It's awesome.
That's
awesome.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. Kind of cool to say that.
And I want to give a special shout out to, three guildies / friends, Gondel, Darnie, and Tash. They all live up in Fort McMurray, and I don't know if anyone's heard the news, but that city, the entire city has been evacuated. A population of about 60,000, and it's a mandatory evacuation for the entire city due to forest fires, actually hitting the town. All three of them are safe. I've gotten out, but I just want to give a special shout out to them, and I'm glad to hear that they're safe, so... Gloria, what do you have for shout-outs this evening?
I just wanted to thank everybody in the community for being so receptive to the idea of the Warcraft Welcome Wagon, because the reaction to it has been overwhelmingly positive, which is fantastic to see. So just general thank you to the main portion of the community that's really supporting the idea of us getting back out there and kind of making the world of Warcraft a slightly friendlier place.
Well, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about the Warcraft Welcome Wagon?
You can reach me on Twitter, Gloria Boboria at, or excuse me, it's the other way around, isn't it? or like you can always use the Warcraft Welcome Wagon hashtag. I check on that a lot. And you can also check out my Tumblr, which is gloriaboboria.tumblr.com. Just for the general information about the whole, you know, the whole idea of the project and stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, I believe that is it for 127, episode 127 of the Training Dummies. You can find this one and past episodes of the show over at iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!